Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, final hour of the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk some Preakness with one of my favorite guests on the show. He doesn't come on the show enough. His name is Kevin Gorg. You know him from Canterbury Park, but you also know him from FanDuel Sports Network. He's joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. KG, it's been too long. I don't think I've actually seen you face-to-face in like a year.
Well, thank goodness live racing starts next week at Canterbury, and hopefully we can get you out and with all your buddies out there from Jeff Bidet to Paul Allen. We'll have a good old time starting next week out in Shakopee. We got to get you out there, H.
It's hard, man. It's hard, man. I can't. You know what? Back in when I had less to do, always made my ventures, ways out to Canterbury Park. But nowadays, it just, you know how it is, man. You get caught up into doing a lot of things, and we're diverse in terms of all the things that we do because you're just not a hockey guy. You're not just a horse racing guy. You know, you got a life, and so life gets busy at times, but you know what? It's all good. We still get a chance to communicate. We still get a chance to talk all things sports and horse racing on the various different media outlets that we have at our disposal, and I'm so happy that you have joined me tonight. Before we get into the horses, have you recovered from the early exit for the Minnesota Wild?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I had a great time this year with this team. 19 years now on the beat covering the Wild. And I mentioned this on a podcast recently. This group specifically in my 19 years was maybe the most selfless group to work with. And for all of us that work with the team, you've done this covering different teams in town. When you get a great group of people to work with, it makes the job so much more enjoyable. And they were fantastic. And I got to tell you, they overachieved all year. With the injuries that they went through, knowing before the year they weren't even predicted to be a playoff team, they played spectacularly. And we saw some great growth from Philip Gustafson, who's become now, in my opinion, an elite goalie in this league. We saw Matt Boldy now go from a star to maybe being a superstar with what he did down the stretch and carrying the team while Kaprizov was hurt. And I thought they played great even in defeat against the Golden Knights. I thought they had a chance to win in every one of those hockey games. You know, you talk about puck luck and maybe a couple of plays, and I think the biggest play was Nyquist going offside in that situation that would have given Hartman the likely game-winning goal, and I think it might be a different result in the series. But all that being said, back to the original point, I loved this group of guys, and I really think that the core group that we've got right now with the Wild are going to do some good things here in the next couple of years.
Man, did Matt Boldy become a star? Oh, my gosh, that guy's insane.
You know, it's funny because early on in his career, you know, Bill Guerin kind of hinted that this guy down the road could score 40, maybe 50 goals. And he said he's got to get to the middle of the rink. Early on, you saw Boldy do a lot of his work on the outskirts part of the rink. And he's got a great shot and he's got great hands and he still was able to score some big goals. But now he's developed that skill to create space and get to the inside. And That's where all the goals are scored, man. Like, you have to go to the net. You have to know you're going to get hit. And Boldy is still a young guy, early 20s. So we're seeing these big steps. And, you know, it takes pressure off Kaprizov. And certainly now this is a team that I believe is really set up with some young players in the mix, with the money finally coming off. No more conversations about the Suter and Parisi buyouts. It really is a team that's in a position to be quite good in the next couple of years. The hard part is the best team in this league right now might be in their division. It might be the Dallas Stars. And for all of us that are Minnesota hockey fans, maybe a little older like I am, it's painful to admit that. But Dallas right now looks like the team to beat.
Yeah. You mentioned that Canterbury Park, the meet starts next Saturday is the first day, which is May the 24th. It's going to run through September the 20th. You know, one of the interesting things that I see when I look at the meet is the fact that depending on whatever day it is, whether it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday situation, that the post times are different because you got the 1 o'clock post, you got the 4 o'clock post, and you have the 5 o'clock post, which I love those times because I'm going to be honest. Kevin, I think that you're going to be in for a hot summer. We've already seen the hot temperatures already. And, bro, I think you're going to be sweating quite a few Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, and I think fans with the different post times, kind of like a baseball schedule with the Twins in the summer, head to CanterburyPark.com. Most of the time, 5 o'clock on Wednesdays and Saturdays you can focus in on. It is going to be warm, but it's going to be beautiful. And for maybe some of your listeners that haven't been out there in a while, it's really a family-friendly place. And you come out on Sunday specifically, and they've got the petting zoo, the pony rides. A lot of times we'll have the wiener dog races, the corgi races. It really is a great spot to bring young people. And then for all of us that like to play the horses, it's beautiful, man. And we only get 3 or 4 months of this summer weather. So bring the heat on. As long as we can be out there playing the ponies in the sunshine, we'll have live music a lot of times on these Saturday nights. It's going to be spectacular, and people should really dive in because, you know, we only get this X amount of time, and then we're back to fall, back to putting on the extra layers, back to shoveling and all that, because summer is special around here.
Yeah. All right, let's get to talking about the Preakness weekend. The card, in my opinion, KG, and you know I love horse racing, but Friday into Saturday, the way that I have viewed the Preakness weekend is – I look at the Kentucky Derby weekend, spectacular weekend. I think that the fields are awesome. I think that there are great long shots. I don't view the Preakness in the same way. And then I feel like when you get by the time that you get to the Belmont, you're back to a very Churchill Downs-esque type of card with plenty of long shot opportunities. How do you view Friday and Saturday? Because I'm really going to play less races and I'm going to pick and choose my spots.
I'm with you 100%. I'm not going to lie to you. The Churchill Downs extravaganza was wonderful. We know what the Belmont Stakes and that weekend looks like in New York. I would put that weekend up, and it's at Saratoga because they're remodeling Belmont Park right now, and Saratoga kind of the Fenway Park in our game. And I'll tell you that the Belmont racing that week is up with the Breeders' Cup weekend. It's that good. So this one kind of gets stuck in the middle, and we're seeing it with Sovereignty and a lot of other grade one horses that ran a couple weeks ago in Louisville. They're taking the pass. In this world we live in now, horses don't run every 2 weeks like they did in the 60s and 70s. That being said, because they're running 14 races each day, I still look at both Friday and Saturday as some wonderful opportunities where 5 or 6 of the races are great. So you're right. You got to pick and choose your spots. And I think the good news for Saturday, that's the day I really focus in on, there's some long shot potential that leads into the Preakness. And the pick 5 to me, for a lot of people that play the horses, is a great way to turn a horse you like I do in journalism, that's going to probably be around even money, into a horse that might, you know, if you play the pick 5, could be 8, 10, 15, 20 to 1 by extracting some value before the big race.
That's interesting. That's interesting. All right, so let's talk about the Preakness, and then before we get off, I want you to give me a long shot or two outside of the Preakness race in particular. But let's look at the Preakness. How do you evaluate the race revolving around journalism? Journalism is an amazing horse, ran second in the Kentucky Derby. You were all over Sovereignty. I was all over Sovereignty. You were more on Sovereignty from the jump. I ended up scratching into Sovereignty because my first choice, Tappan Street, ended up getting injured. It had to be scratched. Then my second choice, Grande, had to be scratched. And then my third choice was Sovereignty, where you were on that horse, and we both cashed some nice tickets. But Journalism is the 8-5 morning line favorite. Your thoughts in particular on how this race is going to be ran?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, and when I take a look at any particular race, especially the big races, I start with the favorite with the idea when I go into it, I'm going to try to beat the favorite. I make my living and I make my wagers based on trying to beat low-priced horses. And there are some races like this where the more I look at the race, and I've been looking at it now for most of the week, the more I liked Journalism. And the only question mark that I really have about this racehorse is the 2-week break. It's not a normal cadence in horse racing to come right back. And so if he gets beat, it'll only because of the Kentucky Derby being such a taxing race. But I don't think they'd run this horse unless he was doing awfully well. So I'm going to assume he's at his normal status. And if he is, he's going to be a handful. And the way I see the race is there are some interesting upsetters in this race. Bob Baffert trains the one, Goal Orientated, who also ran on Derby Day on the undercard and shows a ton of speed and a ton of talent. Anytime D-Wayne Lucas enters a grade one race, you have to pay attention. He won this race last year at age 89, one of the greatest trainers in the history of the game. He won it last year with Seize the Gray. He's got a similar horse in the three-horse American Promise. Like the one, the Baffert horse, he's got speed. And then I look at the other wise guy horse right now. Everybody is on this horse. And that's the 8-horse Clever Again, who looked awesome at Oaklawn Park beating Softer. And he's the only other horse besides Journalism to eclipse the triple digits in the buyer speed figures. He got a 101 last time, which is basically on par with what Journalism has been doing. He also has speed. And so I think those three, Henry, are going to set a pretty honest tempo. And they might compromise each other. And I think Journalism will be closer to the pace. I think he got beat in Kentucky because he got too far back and he let Sovereignty get to the outside of him and get the last jump. That's not going to happen again. I think you're going to see his jockey, Umberto Rispoli, keep that horse a little closer. He's going to sit maybe mid-pack. And I think if he's on his game or on the far turn, when Journalism gets motoring, he is a beautiful racehorse to watch. I think he's going to start to pick off runners one by one. The way I'm going to attack this race is try to get a long shot into the Exactor trifecta. And for me, H, it's the four Heart of Honor who last raced over in Dubai at the EAU Derby. And this horse out of the UAE Derby has some credentials and has run this distance at 1 3/16 in his last two starts and run well. If I can get him second or third, again, I'm going to turn an even money horse like Journalism into a horse that's closer to 6, 8, or 10 to 1, because betting him to win at even money to me doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, we're talking to Kevin Gorg here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO about the Preakness Stakes here this Saturday at Pimlico. The other thing, or let me just give you my stance on it, because I think that everything that you said, I totally agree with, and I do think that that four-horse Heart of Honor is super interesting. But mm-hmm. the horse that I am rolling with, because it's one of my stable horses, it's a horse that I bet every time that this horse has ran, is River Towns. That is the horse that I'm going to select. It is a Todd Pletcher trained horse. Todd Pletcher, by the way, has never won the Preakness. That's mind-blowing to me. But the bottom line is, I think that he could get set up into a great trip, you know, kind of not on the lead, but near the lead and ready to pounce. I think that the six horse is, because I love the horse, I think he gets the job done.
Yeah, I've got the two winning, and I'm using the 4, 6, and 8 underneath. I'm against the 7, Sandman. And to your horse, you get Irad Ortiz, one of the best riders on the planet. You get Todd Pletcher, who is a generationally good trainer. Somehow, some way, this race has eluded him. His horses have not run well in this race, but a lot of them have run in the Derby and come back in 2 weeks and struggled. And Todd Pletcher likes to give his horses at least a month off. And this horse hasn't raced since the first week of April. I think you're going to get the first jump on journalism. As I mentioned, I believe the 1, the 3, and the 8 are all going to show their patented early speed, which gives Irad the chance to figure out how to get the jump on journalism. And he's a world-class jockey at forcing the competition into bad trips. And sometimes he walks that line. Think of Keith Kachuk in the Florida Panthers. Irad Ortiz is kind of the bad boy of jockeys, where he will do things within a race to put the favorite in a bad spot. I'll be very curious as to where he places this horse, maybe just behind those leaders, and maybe he tries to see if Rispoli will take journalism down inside so he can kind of pin him in on the fence. But I think the biggest thing your horse has going for him, outside of clearly the good form that he shows, is that jockey. Irad will do what it takes to give his horse the best chance to win. And so if I like journalism, which I do, I have to respect the six-horse River Thames.
All right, so give me up. So you're, for the record, you're going with journalism for the win.
Sadly, I am. And I'm going to key the two journalism over 4, 6, and 8 and try to hit the trifecta. And so if 4, 6, or 8 can come second and I can get a bomb in third, I'm going to try to hit the try. I won't bet the horse to win at even money. I won't do that. I just don't believe in it. I'll need a different way to attack the race. And I've got two long shots I'm going to tie to journalism that I want to tell your listeners about. The first one is a two-day wager that's a daily double for the Black-Eyed Susan, which is the Preakness edition for the fillies, into this Preakness Stakes. It's a two-day daily double. And we're, you know, again, you go back to the Derby, I hit that two-day double. Neither horse was a big price, and I still got back nearly $50 on a $2 bet. So don't sleep on these two-day wagers. The horse I'm going to give our listeners in the Friday feature race, which is the Black-Eyed Susan, is number 6, Paris Lily. It goes like the Preakness as race 13, a little before 5 o'clock here, Minnesota time. She's 8-1. She's got Rosario and H. She's got Lone Speed. So you do let's just say it's a $20 bet. Rather than, you know, putting $20 on journalism and trying to get back roughly $40, I'm going to do a $20 double, try to get Paris Lily home in that first race on Friday in the Black-Eyed Susan into journalism. With that $20 bet, will probably get me back well over $100, maybe closer to $200. So that's one option. And the other option is the race right before. So if you can't bet both days, if you've got to work tomorrow and you can only bet on Saturday and come to Canterbury and take your swing, race 12 is the race right before the Preakness. It's a grade 3 race on the turf. And once again, I believe I've got a horse that's going to be loose on the front end. Race 12 on Saturday, number 9, Irish Aces.
Oh,
he's laughing. Uh-oh, he's laughing. He must have the horse.
We're on the same horse.
Love it. Love it. And it's the exact same jockey as journalism. So it's the same guy. It's Rispoli. It's Lone Speed. And it's 10-1, Henry. So again, a $20 double here might get you $300 or $400. So I love trying to take a horse I like and enhancing the value around it. So I like journalism, but I like long shots around him. I love that we're on the same horse.
All right. There is one other horse, though, in that race that absolutely scares me. And I've cashed several tickets. And I think this horse is going to be the favorite of the race, and that's the 13, Trickery. Trickery is like a legit horse. I don't like the post, though. Has never run at the distance. So we'll see how things shake out. But, no, I'm with you on Irish Aces. The one thing about Irish Aces, I will say, is that when he is on his A game, this horse can get it done. But this horse has been heckling jide at times.
Yep.
So that's the one thing I don't like.
He's a little hit or miss, but what I like the most is when trainers shift to a particular track that they haven't been at, and Brendan Walsh's trainer is really terrific. He's based out of Churchill Downs. This horse raced in Kentucky at Keeneland. And when they go up in class, when they ship and they go from an allowance race into a graded stakes race, this is big money for this racehorse. This is a race worth $250,000. It's a grade three race. And even though this horse last time out beat softer competition, when a trainer like Brendan Walsh decides that we're going to pack up this horse, we're going to head to Baltimore, and we're going to give this chance to the horse to take on much tougher competition. Obviously, the trainer knows this horse is doing quite well right now, and I think he's going to get the trip. And you mentioned it, the favorite sequestered on the outside. This is a 13-horse field, so I think traffic is going to be a major, major issue. And I looked at this race, I'm like, there just isn't a lot of speed. And so Rispoli can really take advantage of avoiding traffic. He doesn't need the lead. He's won from off the pace, but I think he'll be one of the horses near the front of the vanguard. And if you get that favorite four or five wide, that favorite can't win out there. It's just too hard to do on the turf. Turf is all about saving energy and saving ground. And I think this horse, because he's got the speed to clear off and save ground, has a huge tactical advantage over the likely favorite.
All right, real quick before I let you go, KG, there is one person specifically that's listening, loves everything that you do with regards to your work with the Minnesota Wild. They are saying, I love his period break and post-game interviews. That will be none other than Vanita Sakar, host of the Morning News right here on WCCO.
I tell you what, I've been on her show. She is such a cool lady. And is there anybody out there that has more fun when she's not working? And, hey, I give her credit. If she gets up early every day and answers the bell, and she's awesome at what she does. But every time I look at her social media platforms, she's somewhere cool, whether it's the Timberwolves game, the Wild game, the state tournament. She's out of town. She's here. She's there. I mean, we should do – remember that Where in the World thing they did on the Today Show? We should do that on your show with Where in the World is Vanita, because, man, in my next life, I want to live hers. It's fantastic.
Hey, I don't know what Vanita has for breakfast. I don't know if she's a big-time coffee drinker. I don't know if she's into Red Bull, but her energy level is off the charts.
Yeah, she never slows down. And like I said, she gets up every day. We've both been on that show. She answers the bell. She's great. She connects with the guests. And then at night, I mean, you know, a lot of the other people that work in the morning, and we've got some mutual friends that do so on a different station, they're tucked into bed by 8 o'clock, not Vanita. I mean, if the Wolves are playing at 8 o'clock, there she is. Like,
hey,
she's out there howling.
She might be on the court twerking for all we know because she's one of the dancers.
Fantastic. So cool.
Oh, man. AKG, you're the best, my man. Let's cast some tickets this weekend.
Looking forward to it. Text me early and often.
All right. Sounds good. That's Kevin Gore joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.